Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Patriots filed tampering charges today against the Houston Texans for the attempted general manager hire of Nick Caserio, league sources tell ESPN. The NFL is now expected to gather relevant information to open its investigation against Houston per sources. How hilarious is this?
It is. Like, I think this is really funny. It's going to cost them a draft pick if they get caught.
It very well could. And it sounds like they've gotten caught. I mean, if the Patriots feel like they've got enough to throw charges out there.
Okay, the Stanley Cup final tonight.
The Stanley Cup finals. I'll be honest. I don't care about either of these teams. I guess I was, if I had to choose, I would say I wanted the Blues to win because I almost instinctively cheer against teams from Boston.
Correct.
And, I mean, I don't have any real beef with the city of St. Louis, so...
I despise their baseball fans, but their hockey fans are fine, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just don't care that much.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A.J.'s here. I'm Cody Stutzen for Fred Fowler today on The Blitz, ESPN 97.5. At Degenerates975 on Twitter. At A.J. is the real.
You've got a... What's your Twitter handle again?
At Cody_Stutz.
Yeah, I follow you.
You do? I was actually surprised when I was tagging the tweet like, hey, everybody, I'm on the radio. I was like, oh, AJ follows me because it tells me that... I mean, that could change in moments when you're clicking over there. I mean, you could just be like, undo.
I only followed you when you left 610.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'll be honest, and I don't want you to take this wrong, I didn't really know much about you before you left 610. By the time you were at 610, I was a egomaniac, and I thought that our show was just so much better than anything else that sure. I didn't pay attention to what was going on around us.
Sure. I mean, you maybe still don't know much about me.
I don't know much about you. Yeah. I mean, 30 minutes ago, I thought you were gay, so...
True.
I mean, shows what
no,
I
No, true that you thought that, not true that I am. Just clarifying.
It doesn't
It's okay
matter.
If you are, 2019.
It doesn't matter, right? It's all fluid these days. We've got to do this Haddock Jewelers gym. Why you got a blue check mark.
Yeah, I do.
You're fancy.
I am fancy.
How'd you do that?
I didn't do anything. They did it for me.
Oh. Only one person at our station has a blue check mark, right?
I think, yeah, Lance.
Oh, no, two. Raheel has one.
He does?
Yeah. I don't know how.
I think management needs to get on that.
Raheel, if I'm not mistaken, used to work intimately with Twitter on stuff for another company.
Yeah, like...
So maybe he did it when that was...
There was a time when the station sent out a way for us to get verified on Twitter, and I never followed through on it because I don't care. Like, I don't... I'm not that worried about it. I don't think there's any fake AJ Hoffman accounts, so I'm not... You know, it's not an issue for me.
It will be now.
Well, I don't care about that either.
I have the... I have the underscore in there, Cody_Stutz. I wanted no underscore, just Cody Stutz.
Mm-hmm.
But someone has that Twitter account. They have one tweet from, I believe, 7 years ago. And the lone tweet is, I just farted.
So you didn't want people to think that that was you?
Well, I would have loved for them to just not have that Twitter account and me have my name, no underscore.
Hmm. An underscore. How'd you decide between underscore and dot?
Can you do dots in the name?
I think so.
Oh, I probably should have gone dot.
I mean, I don't really know. Don't take my word on that.
I don't think you can do dots.
Okay.
I have no idea why Raheel went at the underscore Raheel. If you change it, you lose the check mark. So I'm happy with the underscore. That's fine for me.
There's, if you put in the Raheel, that's taken.
Oh, gotcha.
And there's one called the Raheel Deal, and that guy's name is Raheel Butt. It's kind of funny. We've got to do this Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Let's quit distracting me.
Okay, I won't.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. Let's go to Australia. You ever traveled abroad?
No. I went to Mexico City once, watched a soccer match, came back. I was in Mexico City less than 24 hours.
How'd you feel about it?
It was fantastic. They are very mean to each other there.
Yeah.
And the goalie got hit by a pipe bomb. So I was feeling like it was pretty cool.
Yep, don't like that. A McDonald's employee in Australia was nearly blinded when she was sprayed in the face with a fire extinguisher while working the drive-thru.
Oh, my.
She was working the drive-thru at 2 a.m. at a Melbourne McDonald's. She claims that the suspects had come through the drive-thru and haggled over the price of cheeseburgers, which rarely do you, like, McDonald's isn't like a, it's not a, like a gypsy camp, like, set up, a bazaar or a thrift store where you can be like, hey, what do you think about this? Or a garage sale where you, like, can haggle prices.
It's not a big box store. Like, if you go to a big electronics store and you say, hey, I'm buying an iPad, can you throw in, like, a charging cord? Like, sometimes they'll do it.
Do they do that?
Oh, you've never tried this?
No.
Oh, I got a free laptop case when I bought my laptop.
I just pay for stuff. I don't know. I guess I'm a sucker.
I don't make as much money as you.
I don't know. You probably did when you worked at 610. You worked at the Sports Leader.
I did not make that much money there.
I don't make that much money either.
You're
probably close.
I don't think so.
But I definitely make enough money that I don't argue with McDonald's over the price of their cheeseburgers. And I'll be honest, if I don't like the price of a cheeseburger, I just won't order that cheeseburger.
There's always a way to recreate that cheeseburger in a cheaper manner.
Yeah. I mean, God, I remember when you could get, they had, like, I think you could still get them on the dollar menu, a double cheeseburger. I don't know if you can still do that. I think they changed it to a McDouble, because when it was a double cheeseburger, that implied that there were two pieces of cheese. And now you get a burger with two patties and one piece of cheese. They can't call it a double cheeseburger because then they're like, there's not double cheese here. So they just call it a McDouble.
Correct.
And there you go.
And they also don't have a dollar menu. It's a value menu now.
Okay.
I've been there a lot recently.
I haven't been to a McDonald's in I don't even know how long.
Not even for the kiddos?
No, the kids don't eat McDonald's.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. My kids, they only fast food. They eat Whataburger.
Delicious.
And the older one likes Jack in the Box.
Smart one.
Not Jack in the Box. Taco Bell.
Still smart?
Not smart.
Love.
You love Taco Bell?
Oh. Have you seen me? Of course I love Taco Bell. Oh.
Like, we take, I mean.
I got a stomach of steel, too.
My kids are spoiled. My kids eat at some of the best restaurants in this city. And then they'll ask for Taco Bell. And it's like, dude.
That is a little much.
I should slap you. What am I teaching you here? Give me a break.
Yeah.
But they don't eat at McDonald's. I was talking about this yesterday when I did the story about the person at Burger King cleaning the table with a floor mop.
Ooh.
My youngest kid has never, ever eaten at a Burger King. And
he's not missing much.
If I have anything to do with it, he never will.
Oh. Okay.
I'm trying to father him properly.
There will be college.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then he will.
But McDonald's, I haven't been in a long time. I don't know what the burgers are costing now. And I don't know what the dollar to... I don't know. Is it a dollar in Australia? What's the price?
Great question. I don't know.
What's the monetary unit in Australia?
Koala dung.
That's no. Is it the pound? Is it the Australian dollar?
What do you even Google? Australia? Oh, yeah, the Australian dollar.
Okay, the Australian dollar. How much is an Australian dollar compared to an American dollar? Give me the ratio.
One Australian dollar is 69 cents in the United States.
Okay, so if they have a dollar menu, I mean, you're getting by super cheap.
Yep.
So what we're saying is burgers are cheaper in Australia.
And they're still haggling over them.
Than the U.S., and they're still bitching about that? Dude, come on. Just buy the burger. And it said, the woman says it was so fast, I inhaled it and I tasted it straight away, the fire extinguisher spray. But that's bad. She said it's still pretty bad, but it could have been a lot worse. The nurses said it could have caused blindness. I was very lucky.
Oh, she's getting work ladies comp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Work person
A comp. Spokesperson for McDonald's said, we're thankful this didn't result in a more serious injury. This sort of behavior is unacceptable.
Is that Australian? Or was that kind of like West London?
That was pretty Australian, right?
No, I was kind of British.
We're thankful this didn't result in a more serious injury.
You sound like a soccer hooligan.
No, that's this sort of behavior is completely unacceptable. That's Australian, I'm pretty sure.
What time is the Man U match?
No, that's different.
That's soccer hooligan. You are London right there.
No, I'm not.
That is not Australian. You sound nothing like Crocodile Dundee.
I know Australian people.
You sound nothing like Crocodile Dundee. That was English as English could be.
I don't think so. What do you think?
I think it was a mix. Like, it was hard to tell what was what. It's like you had two different influences. What is New Zealand, who sounds kind of British but kind of Australian at the same time?
I think I count New Zealand and Australia as the same, so I don't know. I won't argue if you say that was a New Zealand accent, but that was definitely a Southeastern Island accent,
that
for
was,
sure.
That was definitely southeast of London proper.
No, you don't know anything about accents. Like you said, you're not well-traveled. Here we go. Brandon, who's Australian, says it's pretty legit Australian.
Oh, how do you know Brandon is Australian?
It says right here in his profile, Australian.
Oh, okay.
Do you
believe everything you read on the internet, AJ?
Do you think
AJ?
He changed his Twitter thing just to say that to me?
Do I believe that the guy on there is truthful in his Twitter bio? No.
Do you believe that his Twitter bio actually says he's Australian? Because I made that up.
I was going to say.
I just assume that he knows. But here's another one that was definitely Australian. See, I'm getting 100% Australian feedback on that.
Pure London from the text line.
Okay, the text line, as we know, is garbage.
Have him say crikey.
Crikey.
Now, see, that's Australian. But what you were doing before was soccer hooligan.
Well, crikey is a, you say that as a, oh, I can't believe it. Like, that's... Crikey, that behavior's unacceptable.
Dingo ate my baby.
Well, clearly I know more about Australian accents than you.
I don't think you know anything about Australian accents.
That's probably why 610 fired you.
Okay.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. If you want to save money on your home insurance, I'll tell you how to do it. Grab your smartphone first, and then go to the text, and then text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. What they're going to do is send you back a text that says, hey, what's your address? You reply to that text with your address, and then they're going to give you a firm insurance quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less. And this company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer is saving $870 this year on home insurance. And you don't even need to wait until your renewal, because TGS takes care of all the back end and the nonsense, so you can just start saving money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A.J.'s here. I'm Cody Stutz in for Fred Fowler today on The Blitz, ESPN 97.5. Oh, gosh, I'm going to mess this up if it's not. Is this Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
That would have been really embarrassing if you didn't know who Rob Zombie was.
I feel like the crew that listens to, produces, and hosts this show is probably thumbs up on Rob Zombie and that genre of music, and my knowledge over there is not great.
No.
If it's not some sort of country music, then I don't know.
You like country music?
I do like country music.
Interesting. Do you like new country music?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I like a lot of the older stuff.
Like, what do you consider the older stuff?
Well, so there's, I thoroughly enjoy like the mid-90s, which was just people with really big mullets mustaches. I guess you guys call them like standalone mustaches. A lot of standalone mustaches. A lot of really weird looking fashion there, and just a lot of just good old fashioned fun time that they talk about having. And what? Then the old stuff, like,
wasn't Garth Brooks mid-90s?
Garth Brooks mid-90s, yeah.
You like Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks good.
What about George Strait?
Like George Strait? George is timeless, though. I like almost all of George's stuff.
And what about Garth Brooks isn't timeless?
Garth Brooks is too, but Garth's newer stuff sounds a little bit
Garth still newer. Makes music?
Garth, yeah, Garth still makes music.
Oh, boy. George Strait still makes music?
George Strait still makes music.
It always. What's happened now is country music people are the only people who still buy albums.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. Everybody else buys, like, downloads things.
Correct.
Country music people, they still buy albums. They still support. And whether they buy it digitally or however, they still actually
buy
music.
They buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just a song or two.
Right. I always find that interesting.
My favorite's Gary Stewart. If you've never heard any of Gary Stewart, that's the dude. He does not still make music. He killed himself.
Oh, well. R.I.P.?
Kind of strange, because he lived, for the most part, everything I've read about him and learned about him, lived a really happy life, married for a very long time, and just one day decided it was it.
I like, do you like Willie Nelson?
I'm not a huge Willie guy.
Man, how do you like country music and not like Willie Nelson?
Just a lot of talk singing from Willie.
Do you like Waylon Jennings?
Waylon's good.
Do you like David Allan Coe?
I do like David Allan Coe, which is probably a controversial opinion in 2019, considering his history.
Yeah.
But there are some things that he does that are very good.
Do you like Merle Haggard?
Do you like Merle?
Okay, I'll allow it.
You're going through like kind of the outlaw country.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I had tickets to go see Willie and Merle Haggard in New Braunfels.
That's like probably a pretty darn good show.
It would have been a great show, except Merle Haggard died like a week before the show.
Probably not as good anymore.
No.
Bobby Bear is another considered outlaw. He's more talk, singing, storytelling, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Bobby Bear.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who it was that replaced him on that card when he died.
How do you follow Merle?
Yeah, you know? it's a tough one.
Hey, it's William Merle. Merle died. Do you want his spot? Like, there's only like three dudes that can really say yes and actually like pay off on it.
Yeah, it was Ryan Bingham.
Okay, Ryan Bingham, really good.
He's really good?
Yeah. Really good.
I saw him.
Ryan Bingham is just, Ryan Bingham's really good.
So that's who I saw. That's the last country concert I've been to. I don't go to many country concerts.
You would like a lot of his music, I think.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Sounds a lot like the old guys.
Lamont said, I forgot to ask Cody the one question that I need to ask. How does it feel working at a company where you don't have to go balls out Texans every day?
Feels good. Nobody ever told me what to talk about over there, though.
They didn't? How come everybody only talks about the Texans there, then?
That's up to them.
By the way, I think that's different now. I think now they are telling you to talk about the Texans there.
I don't know. I'm not in the building.
Your boy Landry Locker's not telling you the trade secrets?
No.
I feel like you're lying to me.
No.
All right. If you get any inside info, I want to know it.
Okay.
I'll be the first to know, right?
Second.
Who will be the first?
I'm going to tell you. Your girlfriend? Right now.
What happened to that girlfriend? You had a girlfriend when I met you.
Just didn't work.
What was her problem?
It was probably both of our problems.
Did she cheat on you?
No.
Did you cheat on her?
No.
Did you hit her?
No. God, no. What the hell?
I don't know. I'm just...
No, that did not happen.
Okay. I just want to clear the air.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a question about that.
Yeah,
I
got some tweets about that.
No.
Obvious questions.
No.
Okay.
That's awful.
And you didn't at any point change your sexual preference?
No.
Did she not get along with your mom?
No, she got along with my mom great.
I don't know what her problem was then. She wanted kids and you didn't?
No, that wasn't the case.
You wanted to get married and she didn't?
That wasn't the case.
Well, if you're not going to give us any answers,
it just didn't work. I don't know what to tell you.
Who broke up with who?
It was a mutual decision.
It's never mutual.
She brought it up.
Okay.
And she
said, "I don't think things are working out."
No, she said, the way she phrased it was that, "Are you as happy as you could be?" My answer was no. And then I asked her the same question. Her answer was also no.
Okay.
And so we were close to 2 years into the thing, and we decided that instead of, like, we had recently been working on stuff, and instead of, like, keep working on those things, we didn't see the future we once saw, so we decided to.
Was she satisfying you sexually?
Come on, man.
No? Were you satisfying her sexually?
There were no issues there.
Okay, well, that's good. But she wasn't satisfying you.
There were no issues in the bedroom from either party.
Really?
Yes. I've never had any complaints there.
Was she generous, a generous lover?
She would not want me sharing that on air.
You guys broke up. It doesn't even matter now.
She would not want me sharing
that. And she's
that.
Not listening anyway.
She would not want me sharing that.
Was she, did she, you know, go downtown?
She would not want me sharing that.
I mean, is she singled now still?
I don't know her current relationship status.
If the answer is no, she probably would want that out there. If the answer is yes, she does go downtown. She's looking for a man.
I don't know.
If you don't even know if she's single right now, she definitely doesn't care if you talk about her on the air.
I don't know.
We're not even saying her name.
There are people that know, though.
It could have been the girlfriend before her.
Also did not want me talking about her on the radio.
Really?
She works in radio.
Oh.
Oh.
Who is it? Josh Ennis' wife?
No!
What? Is it? What's? Who else could it be? Is it that Laura lady?
No. There's nobody. It's not anyone.
Is it Sarah Pepper?
I'm not telling you it was. Nope.
Who else could it be? What other women
Rico?
Working? Right?
Huh? Erica Rico?
Is it Erica Rico?
No. No.
Oh, you do like country music.
No.
All right, is it Rula?
It's not Rula.
It's Rula.
It's not Rula.
Oh, you got Rula.
No, it was Rula.
Hmm. All right.
I should have just lied and said someone super hot that never would have disputed it.
Like who?
Nah, that's all right. Not him to tell him lies.
I want
to
know what other women work in radio in this town.
She uses a radio name, so even if you found a radio name out, you'd have a hard time finding her real name.
Okay. Well, I'll let you tell me off the air then, I guess.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Like tiny bubbles. ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Good news. Lamont was down on you co-hosting because he thinks you're a laugh track. But he says you did a decent show.
Oh, good. I highly valued making Lamont impressed with me.
He does not like many guest hosts.
Okay.
And you passed the test, apparently.
My thing with Lamont is that he always would tell me that I sucked.
Okay.
But then would outwardly also say that he never listened to the show. And so my response was always, oh, okay. So you never listen, but I suck. Now, if you want to listen and tell me I suck, let's have a conversation.
Now, the thing about Lamont is there's times when I'm pretty sure Lamont thinks I suck.
He would be wrong.
But he always gives his opinion. And I respect it.
Unfiltered.
I know he always listens. I have no idea how Lamont has time to listen to all the radio that he does. It really is fascinating to me because I don't like doing it and it's my job. Like I listen to radio all damn day now. And I don't know where he finds time to do it. But he's always honest with me, which I'll take. Here's some maybe some breaking news. I don't know. I've got to try to find a way to confirm this. But Channel 2, according to our boy Stevie D over at Culture Map, just had an exclusive. And apparently, Brian Gain fired somewhere around 10 front office personnel who were all black.
So I've got Aaron Wilson's story up in the Chronicle.
Okay.
Because he tweeted about this a couple hours ago.
Well, one of them is filing an EEOC claim.
Jeff Pope.
And maybe suing the Texans.
He has filed a discrimination lawsuit against the Texans. And the Texans have already given a statement to Aaron and denied his allegation.
It says the Texans aren't commenting on it yet as it's, quote, pending litigation.
Correct. That is their standard. If you remember, there was the borderline tight end that got like his phone hacked or was like caught up in a like a conspiracy to catch him in a crime or something, and they never commented on that. They don't comment when anything's open, which is standard big business procedure.
Well, if that's the case, I can't imagine the Texans fired Brian Gain because he was racist, and then when they fired him, said he's a man of high character.
That
would be a bad look.
This claim by Mr. Pope was not a factor in the recent decision to relieve Brian Gain from his job as general manager, according to Texans spokeswoman Amy Palsik.
Okay.
That's what she told Aaron Wilson.
Is Amy who?
Palsik.
Is that the girl that you used to date?
No.
That's not a stage name.
I would say that you could listen and guess, and you would probably never get to that person.
Really?
Yes.
Give me a list of women in radio in Houston. Are they in the Houston market?
Correct.
Jennifer Tyler?
No.
Dana Tyson?
No.
Yeah, keep going.
Amanda Flores?
No.
You're going to hit it. I can feel it.
Come on, keep going.
Dinah Powers?
No.
Phyllis.
Who's Phyllis?
No, it's not her then.
Kara.
No. Also no to Phyllis in case anybody's trying to say that I was couching that
one. If he says it, you're not going to lie about it, right? You'll fess up?
Correct.
Okay. Is that all you got?
No, I'm trying to think. I'm going down the stations that I've worked at.
Oh, come on, Aaron.
Ooh, let me see. I don't think you worked in the same building as them. I actually don't know where their building is.
Oh, I bet she works at a Spanish station.
No.
No?
No.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying. If you guess, I'll tell you, but you're not going to guess.
Damn it.
If you guess, I'll tell you, but you're not going to guess.
Well, I got nothing else.
Sheriff Ryer?
Nope.
We should have kept that list of the with the faces of all the people who work in Houston radio that somehow Fred and I got left out of. No one knows we work here, even though we've had the longest running sports radio show in this city.
I emailed that lady about the article.
What'd you tell her?
I said, hey, I don't work with John anymore.
Yeah, this is weird.
Also, the Blitz is number one, not on your list somehow.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
People at the Chronicle hate us. David Barron, I know for sure, hates me. I think him and Fred have an okay relationship, but I don't think he likes me very much.
Oh, that's why Fred stood up for him the other day.
Probably.
Gotcha. Can I tell you a David Barron story?
Yeah.
I don't think David would mind this.
Are you just sweeping the racist Brian Gain accusations under the rug?
Oh, I don't think there's much to that. A lot of people got fired, not just those 10 dudes.
Okay.
If you'd like to go deeper into that, we can.
How about this? Does she work at KSBJ?
No.
Does she work at a religious station of some kind?
No. I don't know what station KSBJ is. I need to make sure that that's a no.
Christy Brooks?
No, no. No, it's not KSBJ. No, it's not a religious station.
Okay.
See, I gave you a hint earlier, but you talked over it and you didn't hear it.
Does she work at a hip-hop station?
No.
Are you into black chicks?
I've never had the opportunity.
Oh. But she's not Latin, huh?
No, she's not Latin.
What is it? A Vietnamese station now that broadcasts on 1560?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she Vietnamese?
She is not Vietnamese.
Damn it. So she's just a basic white girl, huh?
If that's your characterization, I mean, she is Caucasian, yes.
Yeah, she's a basic white girl.
Okay. There may be some basic tendencies to the Instagram sometimes. Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. I've got headphones on and I couldn't hear you.
I know.
We're broadcasting on a radio.
Worldwide. On ESPN 97.
You know how to talk into a microphone,
I do
right?
know how to talk into a microphone. You right. criticized me for being loud earlier, though.
I know, and now you're...
I just mumbled a little bit, that's all.
No, you mumbled a lot.
Maybe I didn't want you to hear what I was saying.
Then...
Don't say it. Correct. You're right.
Come on, man. You've got an audience to worry about here.
I'm sitting here telling you, if you guess my ex, I'll tell you who it is.
Well, I've given up.
She's engaged now.
What?
Yeah, she's engaged now.
You sure it's not Josh Ennis's girl?
It's not her.
Hmm.
Is it Courtney?
Is it Adam Clanton's girl?
She's not on
girl?
Air, but it she's
is,
worked.
It is not Courtney. It is not Adam Clanton's lady. You think I could have held that
Aaron
information
Austin.
Back?
Yeah, I don't think you could have pulled that.
It is not Aaron Austin.
Oh, I would have given you props for that one.
Hmm. Is she on air?
She's on air.
Okay. Huh. You knew Courtney before, huh?
I did know Courtney before. Not biblically, though.
You never tried that?
There were maybe times where I was sending vibes that way. They were not returned.
They were not returned?
They were not returned.
You served and it was an ace because she just like watched it go by. That's the worst. Well, she's engaged now.
She is engaged now. I almost played a joke on her like right when she got here about like a fake office crush.
Uh-huh.
Like because she got engaged shortly after she got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to leave a note because like, I'm here on the weekends when no one's here.
Oh, that's good.
And I was going to leave a note on her desk saying that could have been us and sign it one of the dudes here at the station, make things real awkward.
You should have signed it like Jake Asman.
Yeah, he's not climbing that tree.
Or Alex Gold.
Now, see, Alex, you could see it. Like, height situation.
She's a tall chick.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
You have to be a real man to not be intimidated by that.
You know what? Jake's my buddy. I don't think Jake's got a shot at that.
You say no, huh?
Yeah.
I think she's a little country for him anyway.
Yeah, she skews... Willis is where she's from. She skews outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Tiffany Terrell?
No.
Have you not found a comprehensive list?
Everyone I've gone through... Either I know doesn't work in the market anymore, or I've named their name.
Does she still work here?
Yep.
Man.
You guys have gotten pretty close. But no dice.
What was that other traffic girl's name that used to come? Did Kelly she do McClain? Traffic? Kelly McClain?
Kelly McClain, no.
Does she do traffic?
I think at times traffic has been her job.
When I worked in Austin.
Kelly?
Who?
I think it's Pam Kelly.
No, not Pam Kelly.
When I worked in Austin.
Kelly Ryan, that's what.
Kelly Ryan?
No. It's not Delilah either.
It's not Delilah?
She doesn't work in this market.
She used to, though.
In this market. She's not from here, though. She's a syndicated.
Oh. Well, I don't know. It's Rod Ryan?
It's not Rod Ryan.
Michael Berry?
It's not Michael Berry.
Boy, that'd be a story, right? Oh, man. Man, that would blow up. Conservative radio host has affair with Big Boy.
instead of Deep Throat, I'd be Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Telling all the stories.
Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll just have to keep on wandering. You're a man of mystery, I must say. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but you are a man of mystery. All right. Dude, it's almost over. We'll be back.
Yeah, we got to hurry up. We got deaths.
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing that. I had something else I want to talk about.
All right.
So we'll be back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN. Are you ready? The Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We've been guessing during the break. Cody Stute's ex-girlfriend that worked in radio. I give up. I couldn't figure it out. Supposed to do deaths here this time, but it's not that much time left. And I was pissed. I spent a lot of time today looking at Christian Yelich's stat lines. That dude's so freakishly good right now.
Mm.
And you watch him play. And the Astros beat the crap out of the Brewers last night. But they're not figuring out the Christian Yelich puzzle, just like nobody's figuring out that puzzle, because he's about as good as it gets. Right, he's hitting something like 560 in the month of June.
Ooh, that's incredible.
Yeah. And if it were like June 4th, okay, it's June 12th now. The guy's, he's pretty damn good. He won an MVP last year.
You're way to be a jerk and sell him short.
Yeah, he's on pace.
559 and a 610 on base percentage.
Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's on pace to shatter what he did last season. And he won the MVP last season.
He's going
to
hit 60 home runs.
He very well could. And it's unbelievable because the guy weighs like 140 pounds. He looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
He's quite slight.
Yeah, and he's just bombing.
Yes.
And he's probably going to hit 50 home runs and have 30 stolen bases, which no one in the history of baseball has done.
Mm-hmm. Good stat.
He's just a freak right now. And I don't know. I keep hearing about, I keep hearing Mike Trout's unquestionably the best player in baseball. He may be, but to me right now, Christian Yelich looks like he's hitting his stride, and Trout's been more consistently good. Right now, I think Christian Yelich is the best player in baseball.
I won't disagree with you. Go back and look at that old Marlins team. Yelich, Ozuna, Stanton, Paddock.
The greatest thing is, Jong sent me today and I tweeted it out. Reactions from Brewers fans when he was traded, they were pissed because they gave up Lewis Brinson and these prospects.
Who we've never heard of.
They're all scrubs, and Christian Yelich is now a baseball god. That's you, Astro fans, when you're like, I won't give up Kyle Tucker. One day you're going to be like, God, we could have had that guy. All right. Good job today, dude. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks for having me. That happened once.
All right.
That happened once.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.